day closer to your first real game in Vesco. How do you feel?
Yep. Getting excited, you know, more and more each day. We put our first day of preparation in for the Bears. We got a lot to get ready for. There's a lot of things that they cause you problems with, and we're hard at work at that. But we're real excited to play at home finally, and in front of our fans, and hopefully have a big advantage here in Vesco.
You touched briefly yesterday, Josh, on making sure you don't try to win games at the expense of learning things and getting ready for the season. But is there a psychology to winning for a team, just to have that feeling as they walk off the field before the preseason?
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you win, you feel better than you do when you lose. And like I said, we're going to do everything we can to win. I mean, that's how we're going to approach the game. That's how we've approached the last two games. And we're not going to change this week. We're certainly hopeful that we play well enough to do that.
Coach, what'd you like about Ingram?
He's got good size, decent arm, smart kid. Just a guy that we felt like could come in and help us, compete right now and see what happens, under our current situation with only two quarterbacks, that could come out and practice, with Chris's situation, felt like it was better for us to do that and make sure we take care of that.
Does this say anything about the severity?
No, this says nothing about the severity, no.
Does Chris's situation mean you have to play the rest of the preseason different with Kyle, be a little more careful with his, less reps for him or anything like that?
No. We're going to play the normal game three, normal game four.
What is your normal game four? Is it going to be a lot for the starters?
That's good. They're going to play. I tell you that. They're going to play.
Coach, how do you turn out the noise created by us and the buzz generated by the fans about, obviously, Jay's homecoming and yada, yada, yada?
We're getting ready. It's another opportunity for us to improve. I mean, there's not two people playing out there on Sunday night. Jay's obviously a good player and doing some good things for them right now. And he forces you to prepare for a lot of things. So we're just into the Bears and what they do on every side of the ball and trying to improve our team and get ready to play a good football game on Sunday night.
Cutler had some nice things to say about you today. And but he said, in the long run, it's probably best that you guys went your separate ways.
Good things about you. He's a good player. We know that. He's going to present a tremendous challenge for us Sunday night, and hopefully our team will rise up to that challenge defensively and be able to play well. But, we're past that. We're way past it.
Josh, it looked like Marcus Thomas tried to come out and give it a go and left early. Say anything on whether he's...
I have no. I mean, okay, he went in.
We're bringing in another quarterback. Do you have to release a Thigpen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Release Marcus Thigpen.